Hutchins and Homa, Thibodeau and Cutoff.
It's here, the 2024 NOLA Gold Rugby season. New head coach Corey Brown has the boys focused on earning a spot in the playoffs, and we want you at the Gold Mine. Every home game is an event with families in mind, and after the whistle, head to the party shack, mingle with players, and collect autographs. Don't miss Major League Rugby and entertainment at an affordable price. Get your tickets now and be a part of NOLA Gold Rugby. Secure yours at NOLAGoldRugby.com.
Home health services in South Lafourche are vital right now. Look no further than Lady of the Sea Home Health, where the sick, the elderly, and the homebound, our caring staff makes each day a little brighter, a little better. With quality health care and warm, genuine support, you and your loved ones are the most comfortable, content, and independent in your own home. Speak to your physician today about home health services from Lady of the Sea. Call 985-632-6900 for more information. Quality health care locally for you.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number two, off and running. Sports Hangover, General Lee, Gus Kattengill with you. We're live at No Wake Outfitters. They are sponsors of hour number one each and every day.
Gus, if I got to say, you know the Saints did not sign?
Who's that?
Was an offensive lineman.
Oh.
They did not sign an offensive lineman.
But so, they signed
a receiver.
The brother.
Of the all-pro guy.
Really,
yeah,
good
from
receiver.
Yeah, well, you know, it's bloodlines. Bloodlines.
Yeah.
We're hoping to see, I guess this means we're really kind of focusing in on tackle.
Look, it's sort of like when you come to No Wake Outfitters, you probably want something to do with the water, fishing, kayak. Like, you wouldn't come here for a car.
No.
This NFL draft in the first round, if you want to keep your car upright and available and working, drafted offensive line.
I think it's inevitable.
This is really easy.
Yeah.
Really easy for me.
A lot of choices, too. Kind of like No Wake Outfitters.
Yes,
a lot
no
of choices.
Doubt.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Now, as we enter hour number two, Justin with No Wake Outfitters. Every Friday, I like to play a little Rebecca Black, Little Friday. I'm sure you have this on your playlist here as well. Part of the fun, obviously, when you get out underwater and stuff, I bring an MP3 speaker everywhere. Things that I know the kayak in front of me. Is it Yak Attack? It's a nice chest, a little cooler. Is that what that is? A little cooler?
We have Rugged Road coolers here.
Oh, nice.
And those are actually the most lightweight cooler on the market right now.
Really? Do you have, like, Bluetooth speakers and stuff like that?
I do have plenty of outdoor speakers. I actually have TurtleBox in store. They are a 120 decibel stereo system that's also floats.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
They're waterproof, so you can take them out on your boat. They can produce
DJ
a lot of noise,
well.
Scare a lot of fish.
Love that there as well. Nothing wrong with having a little fun out there. But, no, that's one of the things that I love when you walk in here as well at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. It's across the street basically from Premier Fitness, Caddy Corner from Herbert Smith's, the toy store. This is where we are to the left of Causeway if I'm going towards the city on the train track side.
Right before the bar.
Yes. There it is. It's a good way to put it there. You not only have the coolest kayaks I've ever seen, but you have accessories to go in there and do those things that are specific for reasons to do that, right? Like when I say accessories, it's not like, hey,
adding something colorful or things of that nature. It's things that you would use out on the water.
Yes, sir. We have a large selection of different types of rigging available from multiple different brands inside the industry. They all allow for different sorts of applications on the water. Anything from, hey, I want somewhere where I can put my coffee cup to, hey, I want to have three live scopes up on top of my kayak. We can accommodate for something like that. We carry a large selection of Yak Attacks, obviously one of my bigger brands that I carry. Railblazer, New Canoe, Yak Gadget, things like that. Pretty much anything you can imagine, I usually keep it stocked in the store, but I also like to tell my customers that if you ever come in mm-hmm. and I've got a brand, but I don't have the specific product that you're looking for, I can always order that for you, and I don't charge any shipping or special ordering fees or anything like that. You just pay normal store prices.
One of the things that obviously it makes a lot of sense when you go out on the water is comfortability. My goodness. I want to be comfortable when I'm sitting out there doing that. One of the things that stand out to me is these chairs. They kind of remind me of maybe like when you go to some of these colleges that are more bleachers, you can get like these chair backs, right? And you get some really nice chair backs and things of that nature. But a lot of these chairs, I'm looking at these canoes, it's not like kind of built in. You have an additional chair that comes with it that looks like there's padding, there's some flexibility and movement to it. Is that part of the canoes? Is that you can upgrade? Is that something you can do?
Absolutely. There are definitely different options for different boats, especially if you like purchase from somewhere else and they came with, like you said, a molded in seat and it's not super comfortable. We definitely have options to try to make that more comfortable for you, but pretty much all the boats I sell come with actual hard frame kayak chairs. They're fully adjustable. They offer great lumbar support. I mean, you got to imagine being in there paddling all day. You know, right. We're talking 6 hours in a chair. It's got to be somewhat comfortable. That's always a big priority for me. And that's a question I ask my customers, you know, is how comfortable do you want to be, you know?
Is that one of the benefits of coming into a place like this here as well, where I would assume your first question too is going to be like, what do you plan on using it for?
Yeah, absolutely. I try to ask what sort of applications is the boat for. You know, do you intend to do a lot of eco-touring, or do you want to get out and fish, or is this something that you want to be able to pack into your RV and bring with you with the kids when you're out camping and things like that? I usually try to ask a lot of questions just to at least better understand what the customer's needs are and then be able to, you know, adequately outfit them with something that they're actually going to not only get to use but enjoy. That's really the whole point.
Jerry noticed over there on the wall an inflatable kayak as well, which kind of gives you that flexibility of not needing a lot of space or from that aspect of it. And
yes, sir.
I think Bonnie said there's a hand pump to it. So if I'm out there,
it's a hand pump that is surprisingly pretty fast. Yeah. You'd think you'd be sitting there for like an hour trying to fill up all
that's what I'm saying. It's like it's easy for me to be like, oh, yeah, just plug it in. Wait a minute. Or there's battery, or you can, you
know,
a lot of these.
How long does it take to pump something up like that?
I mean, if you're going to pump it up by hand, it probably takes about 10 minutes. There's three different air chambers in both of these inflatable kayaks. They're super popular with the RV off-road crowd, you know, because they pack into a little bag that's probably no bigger than a toddler.
Wow.
I like the one that's in front of me above Jerry's head over here. It has the built-in little tape measure there. See how big the fish is already right in front of
you. We got to make sure we're legal.
But I love that, though. I mean, that's the point, though. It's right there. It's all on the boat.
Exactly. Everything on the boats, both the Pike and the Cuda, they come with the measuring tape in the center of the hull, so it's easy to make sure your fish is legal, whether you're going to keep or not. And then they also come with a lot of frames and support structure for any other kayak rigs. Like, you see those little black squares on them, that's to fit anything like, say, a rod holder, a cell phone holder. If you have a transducer, a fish finder, and you're looking for a place to put your graph, you can mount your graph there.
Oh, wow.
The options are limitless. Honestly.
Everything seems very customizable.
Absolutely.
Everything in here seems very customizable. A lot of accessories, a lot of different sizes, shapes, I guess skill levels as well.
Right. I tell everybody that, like, one of the best things about kayaking is if you got somebody in your family who's like a real tinkerer, real DIY kind of guy, I'm like, kayaks is endless. I have customers come in all the time like, hey, can I put this on there? Is there a way to fit this on there? And I'm like, man, anything is possible.
He brought up earlier when we were talking about the canoe cart over there. I love that. It kind of looks like one of those, when you talk about the hoverboard that like the kids kind of do. Yeah. That's just the kind of best way to kind of describe what it looks like. And two, how does that operate?
I have multiple different ones here. That one is just two bunks that are mounted on top of the cart, and then you just lay the kayak over it. And then it has a cam buckle strap that goes over the top to secure it. And then you mount that towards the back of the kayak, and then all you have to do is pick up the bow and walk with it. It's just like walking around with a roller luggage. And it really makes ease of transport.
It seemed like a kind of a cart, like a rolling cart for a golf. That's exactly what it kind of looked like. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes it a lot
same
easier.
Premise, just bigger.
Right, exactly. One of the other things that we touched on back in hour number one, lessons, if I want to learn how to do it. I never fly fished in my life. You guys offer lessons that are not just instructional here in the building, but you're going to take me out and try to apply that in the real world.
Absolutely. We like to take our students out to City Park, especially right now. A lot of the brim and the bass are bedding down. Like, City Park's on fire right now. I've told everybody.
Really?
I'm so glad that we had daylight savings time, because now when I close the shop, I got like an hour or two to kill at the park. And, I mean, you can literally go over there. They'll readily take a fly. I've left that park after throwing back dozens of brim, bass, and even surprisingly some Rio have been pretty active in Big Lake right now. Some pretty nice-sized ones, too.
How many people are typically a part of your schools or people that go out?
We limit it to 6 students a class. That's solely because we feel like 6 is as big as it can get, where we can give sufficient time to each student. We're not getting lost, right? We're not ignoring one more than the other or anything like that. So we try to keep the classes somewhat small just to make sure that we're attentive enough.
And how many classes do you think you need before you become proficient enough to go on your own?
1.
Really?
Surprisingly, the famous fly fisher Lefty Cray used to always say that teaching kids to fish, it was easier to teach them how to fly fish than to fish with conventional tackle. Because with fly fishing, with the line, you're just picking it up and putting it back down. You know, with a kid, usually like a Zepco or something, you know, you're like, oh, you got to press this button and back cast and then let go on your forward cast. Like, they tend to screw it up. But I actually have a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old at home, and both of them are pretty proficient fly casters.
That's awesome. I love that. I think one of the other things too that stands out to me too is I'd love to do it, but before I invest and go and do that, maybe I want to go try it. Can I come rent a kayak?
Absolutely. We do offer kayak rentals here. A lot of the hulls that you see on the floor, I usually have in my rental fleet. And that's really one of the biggest things that I always try to harp to my customers. You know, I think I like this kayak. I think I like that kayak. I can't decide between these two. I always tell them, demo. Try the boat. Take it out. Get it out on the water. Fish it. Of course, we have the demo pool here, and that's sufficient to test stability. Make sure you're confident in it. But before you make that commitment and want to go out, make sure that you can sit in it for 6 hours and fish really hard. So I offer a full range of fly fishing hauls here for rent. Fishing kayak hauls for rent here. They're $45 for the day, and that includes your paddle and your PFD and everything. The only thing it doesn't come with is a rod. And I always tell my customers, whatever you spend towards a rental, I'll apply towards a boat. So if you say, let's say you're interested into a new canoe unlimited, you go out, you rent it. You find out you love it. And when you come back, I'll apply that $45 you spent on the rental towards the boat.
Man, that's...
I mean, that makes...
That's a no-brainer.
But to your point, for you to do that, it's because you love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you love it. I mean, think about it. It's just kind of one of those things, go try it. Go see what you want. Because the main thing is you want to make sure that people get what they want to get the use out of, if that makes any sense, right?
Absolutely. Priority one is I want to get people into the sport. It's a great passion of mine. The community's huge. You make a lot of lifelong friends. I mean, it's not just an investment in a new hobby, it's an investment in an entire community. I have friends that I'll have for life that I met kayak fishing.
Nice. Well, I love that, man. And I guess the easiest way is nowakeoutfitters.com.
Yes, sir. If you go to nowakeoutfitters.com and you select our events tab, we'll have all our events on there. Sometimes they roll out at different times, but just keep checking in. If you'd like to go ahead and join our email list, it'll send you an email every time we add a new event on there.
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin.
Absolutely.
We'll talk again next hour here as well. Rafael Esparza will join us. When we come back, we're live at No Wake Outfitters. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Evan, Canty, and Michelle are unsportsmanlike.
Did someone just get a text on here?
It was someone on my Wordle chat.
Your what?
Hold on, the Wordle chat?
My Wordle chat.
At 6:01 a.m.?
Yeah, shout out to Tommy. Got it in three today.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You have a Wordle chat?
Have a conversation with Tommy about text message etiquette.
You send your score every day to hold each other accountable. Hey, all I right. did it. And then we complain about the word. Oh, double E today. I can't believe it.
Unsportsmanlike. Weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. It is hour number two. It's brought to you by Chris's Paving. ChrisPaving.com. Driveways, parking lots, overlays. They're locally owned, generally, and operated. So if you have asphalt, concrete, if you're paving it at all, give them a call.
One call? That's all?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that. It's very similar to that. If you're paving it at all, give them a call. It's good stuff when you look at it from that perspective. We'll see if we can get Rafael Esparza on here shortly. When we get with him, we look at the NBA, we look at all the different games, and, man, it is something else.
Isn't it unbelievable that the NBA has it set up like this? I mean, it really – almost like they forecasted the end of the season to where every game is a factor. I mean, it's really something to be said about the scheduling and also about the Western Conference more so than anything. I mean, there's teams right now that, you didn't think the Lakers would be in 10th spot battling out or Golden State by that, you know, by that matter. And then the Pelicans are a team that, you know, that are, they have control of their own destiny. And
Here's head coach Willie Green on the win back last night.
I'm just thanking God. It's such a tremendous blessing to have this opportunity and an opportunity to coach this team. That group of guys in the locker room, they're resilient. They stick together. They go out each and every night and give it everything they have. And to your point, it's hard to beat a team five times in a season. And just a gutsy effort on our part.
No doubt, Zion, after the game, on beating the Kings five times.
It requires a lot of focus, especially with a team like that. They're always fighting. So until the final second goes off the clock. So for us, it was play all the way through the clock.
All right, so let's take a look quickly at what the standings look like going into action tonight and the games and why we're scoreboard watching and all that. First and foremost, Pels play the Warriors tonight at 9 o'clock. So that's something of note and key. As you heard Jake Madison say, they sat down a couple of players yesterday getting ready for this one here as well, and they did win. Look, the Blazers gave them some run there, and it was close. Denver's in first, Minnesota, OKC, second and third, one game back. The Clippers already are fourth, the Mavericks already fifth. They're playing each other. Nothing you can do about it. You got the Pels at six. They're eight games back. The Suns, nine games back. So it's a one-game separation with two to play between the Pels and Suns. Simple math, Pels win tonight, Suns lose tonight at the Kings. Pelicans are six. The Kings, the Warriors, and the Lakers. They're three games back of the Pels, which is why, with the win last night, the furthest the Pelicans can go down is seventh. They cannot be eighth. They cannot be ninth.
Which means that they have assured themselves into play-in, and even if they lost, they would get a second game.
A second chance. So you basically have two games to get into the playoffs. If you're not six. So that's not bad. Now, that all said, is who will be seventh and who will be eighth. You want to be seventh or eighth because of what General G just said. You lose, you still got another shot to do that. 9 or 10 is when to go home. You don't want that to happen. So that's where you are going into tonight. Who plays who and how did it play one another? All right. Pelicans, he got Golden State and the Lakers. We know that. The Suns at Sacramento tonight, and you finish with Minnesota. Now, again, Minnesota wants to get that one seed. You don't want to have to go through Denver and go play over there.
Yeah, you're talking about the Suns having to play Minnesota.
Yes,
correct.
It's the Suns. The Kings play Phoenix tonight and Portland. The Warriors take on New Orleans and Utah. The Lakers are at Memphis tonight and in New Orleans here on Sunday. And keep in mind, the NBA gave them two nights off.
Of course.
Yeah, on Wednesday and Thursday to make sure they were nice and rested and relaxed for their game tonight. So that's where they are right now. And when you look at all of that, it's
also a nationally televised game that the Pelicans would be playing against the Lakers.
ESPN picked it up yesterday and made it a nationally televised game against the Lakers, maybe because they think that it might have a little something to do with it. All right. Here's your schedule. Here are your games tonight. As we said, those are the games that you're paying attention to. Lakers take on the Grizzlies. That's at 7. You got the Hawks and the T-Wolves, Bucks and the Thunder, Nuggets and the Spurs. All of those matter to me because the Nuggets probably have the easiest of those games in theory at San Antonio, because I'm assuming if Denver gets that one with the one game lead with one to play, they got the first seed. So Bucks at the Thunder is going to be an interesting one. Hawks at the T-Wolves.
Is Antetokounmpo going to be available, Giannis?
I don't know. With that calf strain,
yeah,
it'll be
about
interesting
that.
To see about that as well. But look, so we're paying attention to Suns Kings, which is at 9:30. They will tip off a half hour after Pels and Warriors, so it'll be a late Friday night from that aspect of it. Jack, thank you for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, man. How are you? Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey. Happy Friday, guys. Look, I'm pretty sure I saw across a crawl somewhere that Giannis is going to be out the rest of the season. I think they're holding him out. I thought I saw that. But, look, Gus, could you ask Raphael to put up a prop? Who wins more games this year, D.A. or you with the Bucats?
Oh, man.
Oof.
Well, I got 20 games. You know what?
Right. My money's on you.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you what. Let me get back to you after my practice tomorrow morning at 9, and let me see what that could be. I'm going to go with over under out of 20. What do you think? Saints win?
See, you haven't
eight,
seen the rest
eight
of
or nine
yet.
Games. Give me a target number.
For your team?
For the Saints.
Oh, for the Saints.
Yeah. I want to try to beat
the Saints. Their total is 7.5 from Vegas. So
okay.
You think you can win 8?
I'm shooting for 8. I will coach like there's no tomorrow for 8 wins. I don't know if I can get 8 wins. We didn't score a run in game 1. We didn't
and that's T-ball, correct?
No, this is 7 and 8. I mean,
oh,
coach is pitching.
Throwing.
Yeah.
Coach pitch, yeah.
I look like Nolan Ryan.
Are you that good of a pitcher? Is that what it is?
No, man. No, I'm throwing it there. It's just I have a lot of 7-year-olds. This is the first.
Oh.
This is literally the
draft?
First go.
Did you draft or they gave you the team?
Yeah, I mean, I in theory,
that's
I
always
drafted.
In the draft, you always draft 8-year-olds.
I understand that. There's only so many, though.
Well,
and even
I mean,
the ones that I do have. I mean, here's the thing, right? So you draft on Thursday. We play on Monday. I had like one practice, and then one practice I had 4 out of 12 show up. So here we go. It's game time, and I'm yelling cut off.
Jack,
here,
I'm going with the Saints. I'm going with the Saints.
Jack was
I'm
there.
Hearing a lot of excuses over here with Gus. I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
Look, like I said yesterday, just looking at it, these kids, their fathers need to spend more time with them. I don't think you can put all this on Gus.
True.
My dad was a really good high school baseball player, and he spent a lot of time with us. So when we started, we were pretty good. Now, the other kids caught up to us eventually. But anyway, looking at the game last night, I'm convinced that the Saints and the Pelicans are in the same situation when draft time comes. Big men. Look, I don't think they could win last night without Jonas. I mean, he played really well. But, my God, it's a good thing the threes were falling because they weren't getting anywhere close to the basket.
You make a great point, but, I mean, I tell you, the guy that was really an unsung hero of that game was Dyson Daniels. When Herb went out in foul trouble, Dyson came in and actually nullified, or at least was able to slow down De'Aaron Fox. He had a couple of big threes on the corner, made a nice, couple of rebounds that he came in there and got. I mean, he was a guy that, you kind of think they didn't give you a little bit of time here, but the last couple of games had floaters been working for him, and he's given you a little bit of an offense. And for a guy that was just scared to shoot the ball at all, I thought he was a big difference here.
Here's what Willie Green had to say about that.
Both Dyson and Herb were tremendous on him. They tried to wear him down as best they could. He's just one of those guys that he figures out a way throughout the course of the game to put up points. But I thought we made it difficult for him. We tried to make him guard on the other end. He's a heck of a player. But those two guys, 6'7", has size and strength. They both can guard Herb and Dyson, so we just kept throwing them at him and trying to wear him down for the rest of the game, and I thought they did a solid job.
I got a question for you, Jack. Now, Cody Zeller had, I thought he played a fantastic couple of minutes that he came in and really gave him a little bit of energy.
Right.
Set a couple of nice screens that one he frees up Zion and goes to the rim on. I mean, he might have got away with maybe a little bit of a hook, but he's a guy that just, a solid player when he comes in. But, in this offseason, you let Billy Herman Gomez walk. And he was a guy that actually, when he would get in games, many times would give you points as well as the ability to get some rebound and shoot. Now, the biggest thing that, and I think you pointed to it, is that this team's looking for a big man, but they're looking for the athletic big man, a guy that's going to be able to run up and down the court, going to be able to switch in the screen and roll, be more of a rim protection. And there were times last night that Jonas just could not get there from a foot speed standpoint. However, he owns Sabonis. He has owned him for five games, and I'd love to see them go through him more like we talked about yesterday. And it's going to be interesting to see how they play it tonight, because they do play a small ball lineup with Golden State. However, I think if you did go big and you could put some foul trouble on Draymond Green, he's a guy that's, he's going to get frustrated. And if you kind of bang into him a couple times and go inside out, Jonas was making some of the great reads last night, and I think, to your point, we were hitting threes, so that really opened things up.
Well, is Draymond – I thought I saw Draymond's out, and is Larry going to play tonight?
I don't know if Larry's playing tonight. I don't think he is.
I don't think Larry is, but I think Draymond sat out last night with the intent of him playing tonight. Yeah. Same thing
I would be
Klay Thompson.
If that doesn't happen.
And guys, just one other thing, Paul. I'm just starting to look at the draft seriously. I think this is a lot of smoke about all the quarterbacks. Honestly, like for instance, if you're Minnesota, maybe I'm crazy, but I would be fine with Sam Darnold. I mean, as opposed to J.J. McCarthy, I'd be fine with playing Sam Darnold. I don't see anybody after the top three. I don't see anybody you would trade up to get. At least I wouldn't.
Well, Jack, I agree with you the way the quarterbacks have hit, the hit rate on quarterbacks. I mean, we're taking a guy like Kellen Mond now off the kind of the scrap heap and seeing what he's got left. He was a second-round pick, I do believe. And but to your point, it looks like you would think that these guys are not going to move up the board. But historically, quarterbacks always rise up the board because teams are quarterback. This is a quarterback-driven league, and they're very nervous not to have a guy or at least to be taking a shot on a guy. So I think there's so many quarterback needy teams. I think a guy like J.J. McCarthy is going to move up the board, and there's going to be somebody, some talent evaluated. All it takes is one guy to fall in love with him. All it takes is one. And that was something, a buddy of mine hammered through. We had a dollar bet on it with a player years ago, and that's true. All it takes is one. And I do think the quarterbacks are going to go up the board. I don't know that it'll be six.
Yeah.
I think you're probably looking at five in the first round.
When you look at 11 and 12 there, too, I mean, Raiders and Broncos, there's no way they don't go with one, huh?
Well,
I mean, the Broncos have got to go with the QB. I think the thing is more, do they move up?
That's the question
Does
of
Minnesota
everybody.
Move up?
That's the question of how do they have their boards ranked? Are the quarterbacks so high on their board, and where does it go? And we've talked about it yesterday. I mean, I think Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are the two top guys. Drake May's kind of right there, maybe, a little bit further down. But then after that, I think it's a crapshoot. I think it just throw it up and see who's what flavor of the month they like. There are people that are talking that Michael Penix Jr. is a guy that they like over J.J. McCarthy. Yet I hear all of the talking heads talk about J.J. McCarthy being a guy that people are going to go move up in the draft to go get.
Know.
So you know, you don't know until it happens. But like I said, all it takes is one.
So where did the Raiders draft?
Raiders are 3. So it's Vikings 11, Broncos 12, Raiders 13, Saints 14, Colts 15.
Not too bad.
The draft is going to be made or broke, I think, at number two.
Number two?
I think number two. I think people are going to be coming up to go to get a quarterback there.
Washington needs one.
But don't they have another pick somewhere else?
You think, like, they move down to six?
They might move down to six. I think the Giants is a team that's going to be moving up to go get. I think the Commanders have so many problems. There's so many glaring needs, and I do think that because Saquon Barkley walked,
they're talking that they won't take one, right? The Chargers won't, but do they trade down?
That's what I'm saying. That maybe it's the Chargers. Arizona's the team. Sorry, I said Washington. I meant to say Arizona will be where the team is made of Ray at.
All right.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you,
all right, man.
Appreciate it so much.
It'll be fun, though, for sure.
Coach Kenny Farrell will be in New Orleans. Jesters has decided to come on in here as well, wearing a beautiful Team USA quarter zip. That is really nice. We'll talk a little soccer, and we'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of La Rose, Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. We're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308, La Rose. Thank you for listening.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
Three on the Ruderman Can hotline and guest line. General D, Gus Kattengap with you. We are live at No Wake Outfitters. They are sponsors of our number one. We've been talking to Justin about kayaks, about being able to rent them, and also lessons, all kind of things.
Putting your rental toward the purchase is something fantastic.
Really cool here as well. It's sort of like Coach Kenny Farrell of the Jesters testing me out as a keeper to see if it works.
Yeah.
And then you can give me a brand new New Orleans Jesters jersey.
We'll give you a goalkeeper's jersey. That's even nicer.
That's
beautiful.
Nice.
You might see one today, I think.
I don't know if he'd be able to man the board, though, when he breaks his hands. If he actually touches one of the balls, I don't know that he'll get a hand on it.
Now, I know there was this very popular thing a couple years back where you could, like, rent a paparazzi. You know, kind of a thing where you had people come in and follow you and stuff, and then people would think, like, you're special and you're big time.
Yeah.
But there is a legit reason why you have a camera crew around you today, because what are you guys doing soon here, bud?
Well, we created a new set of jerseys for next year. They're all related to the city and the history of the city and soccer in the city and the culture. And you'll probably get to see one in a few minutes when they open them up. Yeah, it's a fantastic story. So we have a production crew in town that's
I'm going to ask it. Why are they called Kits?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why not, I grow up calling them
why
kits.
Not jerseys?
Well, just like the boots.
Well, the kit
too,
is the
right?
whole thing, isn't
yeah.
it? The kit is the
like
jersey,
the kit and caboodle,
the,
shorts, the,
yeah,
whole,
the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah.
see what you just said makes
kit
sense.
And caboodle.
Kit and caboodle. Yeah.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Is that a European saying?
Yeah, they will say kits in Europe. They won't say uniforms.
Yeah. They will. Yeah.
No, they'll say kits.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know if it was
you got your kit. If it was kit with you.
And your cleats are your boots, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, your boots, yeah. You
your
wouldn't
boots.
Say cleats.
You wouldn't say cleats.
I never heard cleats till I came to America.
Really?
Yeah. Never. Your boots.
That was boots.
But if you say boots, I'm thinking they're like boots. They're
yeah,
like,
but
you know,
you're in America. I was growing up in Ireland. And England. Ireland and England. It's boots. You've got your boots with you. You've got your kit with you. You got your shin pads with
if
you.
If you told me to show up to the pitch wearing my boots with my kit, I wouldn't have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That is interesting when it comes to that. Why did you guys decide to come up with different new kits like that?
Well, it was the apparel company like got with us about 6 months ago, and they've done it in a few other places around the world. And they just thought, you know, with I've been a customer of Admiral for 12 years now. Mm-hmm. And I know the owner really, really well. They're based in three different countries. And they came up, they told us about the idea of tying the, you know, the culture of New Orleans into the jersey. They wanted to create something very special. And it is amazing. I mean, when you see these guys, they're amazing. I'm actually shocked at how good they did it. So they put together like someone to write the story and to do research, the history. By the way, I found out that the first official game, soccer game in the United States was in New Orleans. Basically.
Really? Was
yeah,
it really?
Yeah, I don't know the full history of it, but I suppose when Paul, if he shows up, Paul from Admiral, he's got the story behind him. So it was back a couple of 150
it makes,
years ago.
It would make sense with the French Quarter.
That's right.
I mean, when being occupied.
That's right.
So these guys, that's what they did. They that's played right. football.
That makes sense.
So, but I don't know the full story, so I won't get into it. But anyway, they did these amazing designs on these jerseys, and there's a story attached to each jersey. They included the, you know, the wrought iron that you see in New Orleans and like Jazz Fest, the instruments, if you look at the jerseys, they're embedded in the jerseys. It's pretty amazing when you see them.
I like, as the graph likes to say, play meteorologist, doctor, politician, and a lot of times, at least sometime in my 13 years on the air with the Sport Tango, I've brought up, you know, jerseys or, you know, when the Pels were becoming the Pels from the Hornets, like what would you put in there and what's the city edition and all that. We always talk about it. It actually is harder than I think many people kind of think it is, right? If I say, okay, Kenny, we're coming up with a brand new kit.
Yeah.
What do you put on there? What color do you, General D, if the Pels come in and say, be like, make our new city edition. There's so many things that you want to put on there.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to go with the wrought iron? I mean, we've seen beads, you know, thrown on there. Is that the only thing you want there? Is it trumpets and the musical flair? Is it, you know, the skyline? There's actually a lot of things that you can go into it. How do you narrow it down?
So, well, the Jesters itself is, it's all built around Mardi Gras. When you look at it, we've got two colors that are Mardi Gras colors. We've got the purple and the green. And, you know, obviously the people down here, you know, relate to that. And they love the purple jerseys and they love the trim of the green because they not only come to games with them on, they wear them, you know, around the city at different festivals or at Mardi Gras itself or whatever the case may be. So that works. And then you've got the Jesters, which is part of Mardi Gras, right? The court Jesters that, you know, you see them at all the parades. And then you have, you know, the fan club's called the Royal Court, you know. So you can see the whole theme built in together with the colors and all about. So it was, there was a bit of thought went into it when we renamed the team many, many years ago. And that's what it's about. And so with that story in mind, we said, okay, let's look at the jersey. And what they did was they put a fantastic production team together that came up with a narrative, did the history of New Orleans, looked at all the cultural icons in New Orleans, whether it be restaurants or, you know, like the cathedral or the music and the festivals, and they just tied it into the jersey. And honestly, I was pretty amazed when they came up with what they came up with. I was shocked because I was a bit dubious at first.
Yeah,
I'm very conservative when it comes to uniforms. I was a little bit dubious at first. And then when it came out, I was like, wow, this is fantastic. And then to put the story behind it, the team's in town for 3 days and they'll be around Jazz Fest. Like yesterday, they were filming down at Brennan's Palace Cafe because of all the wrought iron inside and the New Orleans ambiance. And then they were in the locker room. And then last night they were on top of Jack's Brewery, and they were doing the filming of it and tying it all in. It's going on for another day and a half. And
nice. Then is that the design right there?
That's one of them.
That's one of them. I love it.
Which he wants me to put on for photographs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You should probably do that. I do see, what, some musical notes in there. I definitely see some musical notes elements there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So anyway, when they put it together, it'll be sent out and promoted and, you know, we'll see how many people.
That's around the corner, by the way, bud, because May is around the corner.
Yeah.
As in, that's when your season starts. May 1?
No, we were meant to start on the first weekend, but it was Jazz Fest weekend, and we pushed the first game to May 11th. But we're away in Pensacola May 11th, and then we're back home.
That's less than a month because it's the 12th of April. So. Yeah.
And the 18th, we're back home against Columbus.
So, I can see that was the coaches kind of nodding of the head of, yeah, I know, we're around the corner there. You just had a little tryout. Do you have your roster kind of put together and everything?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. A couple of local kids that I brought into the team that have been training with us, which I always want to do because that's the best opportunity, in my opinion, for these local kids to move on to the next level. But I brought in 2 16-year-olds, one of them being a goalkeeper.
Really?
6'7" at 16.
6 foot seven?
At 16.
Wow. And that's an entire foot difference between me if I was trying out for keeper at 5 foot seven.
16?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's one of the kids that I brought in that we've had since 8 years old. And I've really always thought he had the potential, but he had the desire by the time he got to this age.
It's kind of one of those things, too, like we've touched on, and I've heard in the past, too, like what if, like, LeBron played soccer and stuff? Because we've always had that conversation of America's best athletes, kind of like in Europe, that you have that. And a guy with that kind of height and wingspan, I would assume you would, be able to cover some ground there on that. Oh, do you want more of a quicker, smaller? What's an ideal size for a keeper?
Well, if you're not going to get signed in the Premier League in England or any of the top leagues, if you're not at least 6'4", it's just not going to happen. It doesn't matter how good you are.
That's right. You want a bigger body.
That's the new rule. But funny that you say that about about losing the athletes to other sports. So not providing the opportunity for some of the kids that don't get an opportunity. I told you this. We partnered with Nord, and it's completely free. We provide the uniforms, the balls, the coaching, programming, 27 weeks of the year, and it's free to the kids, right? So we're bringing in the young kids that are 6, 7, 8 years old, and we're now up to 51 kids in the program after 3 weeks, and it's phenomenal. But that's just to provide an opportunity, because what you're doing is you're excluding people. So soccer is so expensive to play because you got to pay people. You just got to pay them. But we felt that we could put this program together, and that is starting to roll really well. And we're really, really happy. It's probably one of the happiest things.
Which opens up your base of talent as well.
Unbelievable.
So that's really something I think.
And what I wanted it to be was the reason we did like 3 segments of 9 weeks through the year was because a lot of people, I know they all have concern and they want to help, but a lot of it ends up being failed programs or a follow-up. And what happens is the community knows that. We wanted something that was sustainable. And then if these kids grow to 10, 11 years old in this program, then I can obviously scholarship people through at the New Orleans Jesters Academy, which is my ability to do that. So this program, I hope after 5 years, is going to be tremendous. I hope there's players flowing through and having an opportunity to play and not being eliminated because – basically, they can't afford to play.
And that's the one thing I was talking to my wife about literally last weekend where we were talking about travel. Everything's travel.
Yeah.
And there was the one thing that you totally said more than anything else about the fact that you have the main difference between here overseas and why soccer has grown and is the world sport, because you literally just have to show up whether you have the boots or not. I mean, you can play out there, you know, with the bare feet and everything as long as you have one ball. You know, you're off and running.
You need a ball. You don't need anything else. You put a couple of pullovers down or 2 t-shirts down, you got a goal. And you got a bit of grass. You can even play on the tarmac if you want to. It's an easy game to play.
Tarmac. I don't know if that's safe to be playing at an airport. Head coach Kenny Farrell here in New Orleans Jesters. We'll step aside quickly. Jeff Box from our sister station, KANE. A couple of ESPN bet things to look at for tonight. We'll continue our conversation as we are live at No Wake Outfitters on ESPN New Orleans.
ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. There is no better time to be a sports fan. Sign up today. New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles.
Make plans to join us at the 2nd Annual Thibodeau Regional Cancer Institute Festival of Hope, Saturday, April 27th.
The day starts at 8 a.m. with a 5K and fun run and continues with live music featuring the Lena Prima Band, Soul Survivors, and The Groove. We'll have food vendors, carnival-style games, sports tournaments, and more at the second annual Festival of Hope, Saturday, April 27th. For schedule and more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Ilario Center in West Wego. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry, and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Ilario Center in West Wego to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
As a veteran, you get a lot of advice, but wisdom's harder to come by. A lot of people imagine themselves in our shoes without understanding the weight on our shoulders. The truth is, few can understand the pressure of finding your own way after serving in the military. But few isn't none. Steady yourself. You're not alone. You've got support. Learn more at maketheconnection.net.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. We're live at No Wake Outfitters, your one-stop shop for all things fly fishing on the Gulf Coast and kayaks. And saying that, it's really good. Jeff Boggs from our sister station, K-A-N-E. Sir, if you're looking for a kayak, come on out here, man. They got some amazing looking things. But we also have some amazing games tonight for ESPN Bet. If I want to get involved in that, sir, you're going to tell us that. But first, Pels and Warriors. How do you see this one, sir?
All right. And by the way, we got a great place to kayak. Got a kayak dock just half a block from where I sit right now. On
nice.
Tesh. Good times. Good times kayaking. Yeah, indeed. What a great ending to the season. The opportunity for the Pels to solidify their number six spot tonight. They are 4.5-point underdogs at Golden State, the over-under, 220.5. And Pels plus 150 on the money line, minus 175. Interesting thing on this game, and again in relation to the spread, these two teams are almost identical against the spread. The Pelicans, 43-36. And one, while Golden State 42-36-2. So again, very close as far as their against the spread record. The Pels and Warriors have plenty at stake tonight. Both teams, Pels retained a one-game lead over the Suns, and I'm sure you talked about that earlier. In that tussle for that sixth and final guaranteed playoff position, 135-123 road win last night. Suns hold the tiebreaker, though, and I know you've probably discussed that, but New Orleans went over Golden State, coupled with the Phoenix loss at Sacramento tonight, could clinch that berth for the Pels, and I think that would be huge, especially to rest some players on Sunday. Pels will finish their season on Sunday at home against the Lakers, and got some good news. Brandon Ingram might be available on Sunday. Both the Pels and Warriors play their second night of back-to-backs, again, Golden State winning last night, 192 against Portland. They did rest, though. Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Gary Payton the second. So big advantage there, perhaps, for Golden State tonight. Pels were able to keep Zion to 31 minutes, but not necessarily by design. Did leave midway through the third with a bit of a wrist issue. Did come back, and he should be good tonight. Warriors focus now on beating out the Kings and Lakers, and that could favor Sacramento, then Golden State in a tiebreaker. Golden State's won 3 straight games, 9 of its last 10. Would be guaranteed at least a ninth-place finish with a pair of victories to end the season. Pels and Warriors have split one-sided games this season, each winning on the other's home court. Advantage Pels, plus 4.5. Why not?
All right. Well, I can tell you what, that game matters, obviously. It'll really matter if the Kings, the team that the Pels beat last night, happened to take care of the Phoenix Suns. How do you like this one?
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Suns look to climb back out of the Western Conference play-in as they take on Sacramento. Suns, 5.5-point favorites on the road. Kings getting 5.5. The over-under, 223.5. Money line, Phoenix, -200. Sacramento, +170. Again, trailing New Orleans, thus Phoenix for that number 6 seed. Couple of reasons the Suns may be able to cover: a bounce-back win over the Clippers Wednesday paired with last night's Pelicans victory in Sacramento puts Phoenix again that one game back. Devin Booker bounced back from arguably the worst performance of his career the other night, Tuesday, 13 of 24 shooting, though. Tuesday, he's 1 of 11, then bounced back with a 13 of 24, 37-point performance against the Clippers most recently. Against Sacramento this season, Kevin Durant averaging almost 28 points a game, almost 8 boards a game, slightly above his season averages against Sacramento, despite his team going 1-2 in the last 3 games. Guard Bradley Beal has shown his value as the team's number 3 guy. Against a tough Kings team, the Suns are going to need their top 3 stars to show up tonight. Maybe one of the reasons the Kings can cover. Sacramento going to go as far as De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, as far as they can bring that team. And again, Fox has torched Phoenix this season, averaging 32.5 points per game this season. Sabonis, he's proven himself to be one of the league's best centers against Phoenix. He's averaging triple-double this season. He'll be a handful for Phoenix's front line. Should help keep Sacramento within striking distance tonight. So again, Suns 5.5-point favorites. Let's hope the Kings, if not cover, at least win the game.
All right, and then I guess finally the Lakers. Yeah, no, I hear you. Absolutely. Lakers, man. Another big one against Memphis. Everything tells me this is a Lakers win, but what do you see?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Do they cover the 15.5? I don't know about that, but Memphis has almost nothing to play for other than they've got a lot of hungry kids. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Memphis 27-53 overall, 9-30 at home. L.A. 45-35 overall, 17-21 on the road. Not a great road record, but again, it's Memphis. Lakers 2-1 against the Grizzlies this season. Has anybody called them the Grizzlies before? I don't know. Most recently winning 136-124 at Memphis just a few weeks ago. Lakers 6-4 against the spread over their last 10 games. Memphis 6-1 against the spread over their last 7 games when underdogs by at least 8 points, which they are. Again, 15.5-point underdogs, over-under, 225.5. Money line, -1,200 for the Lakers. That's how much ESPN Bets loves the Lakers, +700 for Memphis. And again, a couple of things you may want to know. Anthony Davis missed Tuesday with a headache. He is probable for tonight. LeBron James, as always, questionable with an ankle injury, but I'd be shocked if he doesn't get in there with as much as on the line. Grizzlies enter on a 3-game losing streak, falling to Cleveland 110-98 Wednesday. But again, the Grizzlies have 13 players ruled out tonight, but those on the floor playing for their NBA lives, which means maybe no shortage of effort. Do they cover? I think they can cover this game. I don't think they can win the game, but definitely I think they can cover.
Jeff, if I want to get involved with ESPN Bets and have fun this weekend with all the activity, including maybe some Masters stuff, how do I do that?
Absolutely. Whether it's Masters, baseball, all the spring sports coming together, playoff action, ESPN Bet, they've got it all, plus exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. Once again, new users, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Remember, terms and conditions do apply. The app has all the details, and you got to be 21 or older. And if you do have a gambling problem, try and fix it. Call 1-800-522-4700. As always, in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. Appreciate ESPN Bet.
All right. As always, appreciate the time, Jeff. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday, sir.
Appreciate it. Take care.
There he is. So, got about a minute or so here before we hit the break, Kenny.
Yeah.
Chef Scotty has a question for you. He says he's going to call in. So if he's listening right now, you can call in. We got a break here in a minute, but he wants to ask you something about soccer. He sent me a photo. It's a bunch of looks like Team USA gear or something, I guess, from what I asked you here as well. So he wants some kits, he wants some gear, but we'll ask you a little bit about that. We'll talk again here as we come up at the top of the hour. When your season is May 11th?
May 11th is when we open, yeah, first regular season game away to Pensacola. And then we're back home on the 18th against Columbus. So that'll be our opening home game, and May 18th.
There's no spots for me as the keeper.
I don't know. I think he could have played for the U.S. the other night.
Well,
In the penalty shootout.
We'll see.
You could have been the goalkeeper.
We can touch on that here a little bit as well. We'll also hear from Justin coming up in hour number three. Hour number two is in the books. Hour one, as always, is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, which is where we are right now here on Airline. Still got an hour to come on by and check us out. We'll tell you more about it when we come back. Hour three next on ESPN New Orleans.
ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. There is no better time to be a sports fan. Sign up today. New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles.
Welcome to No Wake Outfitters, located in Metairie, just east of Causeway Boulevard, your one-stop fly shop kayak and sportsman outfitters. You can check out our new kayak demos and our new pool and sea casting demonstrations. We have a new selection of functional and comfortable apparel from your favorite brands for the cooler weather. And our dedicated staff is here and ready to provide you with the knowledge to make an informed purchase. Come on in to check out some of our exclusive brands, such as Rugged Road, Turtle Box, Orvis, New Canoe, Old Town, and oh yeah, New Canoe 2022 kayaks are now 20% off. No Wake Outfitters, 1920. 26 Airline Drive in Metairie.
I'm Gavin Dugas, LSU baseball champion and someone who is passionate about a crucial cause, drowning prevention. Drowning is a silent epidemic that claims far too many lives each year, especially among children. It's heartbreaking to think that many of these tragedies are preventable with the right awareness and precautions. Since joining the cause, pioneered by Raleigh John's Blue Boot Foundation, I've gained knowledge on the devastating impact of drowning and how drowning is preventable. This is why I'm committed to raising awareness.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special...